Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Brothers and sisters, we aren't using it. We aren't drawing on the power of the Holy Spirit. With your mind, you can't know, but the Holy Spirit reveals these things unto us. We have access to God through the Holy Spirit in ways that people in other generations longed for the day that you and I live in. And here we are living in this blessed day where it is better to have the Holy Spirit than it is to have Jesus. And some of you are just as depressed and discouraged and wishing that you could get a fresh touch from God. Thank you for that thunderous silence. You know, this is another pet peeve of mine, but I just don't understand why people want a fresh touch. They hear about the Lakeland outpouring, and they hear about this, and they want to run over here and get this, and they're always chasing after God. And the whole time, you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. If you need to be refreshed, go to praying in tongues, and He'll build you up. Now, I'm not against you going someplace and getting something, but I'm saying that you don't have to go over there and get it over there because you've got a well of living water springing up on the inside of you. Look over here in John chapter 6, I believe it is. How many of you are thirsty? How many of you are hungry for the things of God? Look at this in John chapter 6. Jesus is saying, He said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Jesus is saying in John chapter 7, He said this, that the Holy Spirit will be like a well of living water springing up unto everlasting life. It'll be like an artesian well, not a well that you have to pump and crack, force the water out. But it'll be like an artesian well that just bubbles up out of you. Here He says that if you believe on me, you will never hunger. You will never thirst. He repeated this in John chapter 4 to the woman at the well. And He says, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never thirst again. And yet what is one of the greatest mantras in the body of Christ today? We're hungry for you. We're thirsty for you. Oh God, fill us up. Oh God, we are desperate. Man, I dislike that. That's like a person sitting in front of a 7-course meal talking about how hungry they are. If you're hungry, eat. Oh, but I've got to go to Lakeland to get filled. No, the Holy Spirit within you will always be a well of living water. I don't doubt that people do go through dry spells, but you know why? Because they aren't drawing on the ministry of the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of them. But if you understood what you've got, anytime you're discouraged, just start speaking in tongues. And the Bible says, this is the rest wherewith you will cause the weary to rest. This is the refreshing wherewith you will cause them to be refreshed. You build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, Jude chapter 1, verse 20. You edify yourself, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. The word edify means to promote spiritual growth, to build up spiritually. Man, if you need to be encouraged, just flip the switch and let the encouragement come. Instead of singing songs about how desperate you are and focusing on that and getting hungrier and thirstier, talking about it, eat, drink. Now, there's a right use of that, and I know in some people are going to take offense and think I'm nitpicking, but I'm trying to make a point that Jesus said, you come to me, you'll never hunger and thirst because there will be the Holy Spirit in you, a well of living water springing up and doing all of this, and yet people are going around hungry and thirsty and depressed and discouraged and desperate, when the whole time the Holy Spirit is your encourager to encourage you and to build you up and to do all of these things. And we just aren't drawing on it. That's powerful. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's not that God hasn't given us what we need. It's that we don't fully appreciate what we've got. We haven't used it. We are thinking that, oh, I need this and I need that. If you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you have the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, you have things that if you are the sorriest saint in this room, you are greater than all of these Old Testament saints. You got no reason to be griping and complaining. We ought to put to practice what God has given us. And if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you don't speak in tongues, we'll solve that problem in just a few minutes. Amen. All right, let's go back to John chapter 16 and look at this. Now, go back to verse 13. He says, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." This is why I got off onto this other rabbit trail, is that the Holy Spirit will guide you into truth. He will start revealing things. Down here in John chapter 15, for me, this is on the same page in my Bible, but in John chapter 15, verse 26, it says, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of Me." The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. Jesus said that He would take of My things and reveal them unto you. The Holy Spirit is sent to glorify Jesus, to lift up Jesus, to magnify Jesus. Man, I can't tell you what it would do for your life if you were to intimately know Jesus. I just finished a teaching in Chicago last week or 2 weeks, whenever it was ago, about knowing God. And I'm telling you, so many Christians don't know God. They know about Him. They've heard His name. They may know Him as far as they've been born again. They aren't going to go to hell, but they don't know God. I had a couple of people out here tonight who were asking for prayer and saying things as they requested prayer that showed me they don't know God, because they were saying, I know God has a purpose. Maybe there's a point. Maybe I'm being punished. Maybe God isn't pleased with me. See, you don't know God when you say things like that. That is not what the Word of God reveals. How do you get to know God? The Holy Spirit's job is to reveal Jesus to you. You could get to where you know Jesus, where you will not go into deception. That is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not scolding anybody. I'm just trying to be blunt with you and telling you that the problem is that we haven't taken advantage of what God has made available to us. We haven't let the Holy Spirit quicken our understanding, lead us into all truth. He hasn't revealed Jesus to us, not because He doesn't want to, but because we haven't shown up for class. We're too busy to put into practice what God is willing to teach us through the Holy Spirit. And going back to John chapter 16, verse 13, "He will lead us into all truth. He will shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He shall show you things to come." Just think about this one thing about the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit showed every person in here what was going to happen to you in the next week, did you know that this would transform your life? If you just got the Holy Spirit to show you what was going to take place in your life in the next 7 days, and if you took advantage of that, it would radically change your life. Some of you, it could prevent you from having a car wreck, from being killed. You know, I can give a testimony. Maybe I'll give the full version. A quick version of this is that the Lord led me not to get on a plane one time, and I didn't get on that plane, and all 169 people on board died as it crashed. And the Holy Spirit saved my life because He showed me things to come. How many of you have been injured in a car wreck, or have had something happen that is damaged you, or you've had an accident at work or something like this? One of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will tell you to move. You know, I was building a dam on my property. I got two creeks, and I had a 10-foot earthen bank and a dam, and the water was piled up behind that. It was really rainy, and it's a long story, but bottom line is my dam wasn't very good. And I was down there working on it, and I could see some water oozing through there, and I was standing down there looking at that dam, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Move." And so I got up and I stood on top of that dam, and about 3 feet from me, that dam just broke. And 10 feet of water, it was an area that was half the size of this room, boom, came gushing out. Broke trees down, moved boulders that were 4 or 5 feet in circumference that I had put there, and it just moved those things hundreds of feet down the creek bed. That water flooded driveways for about a mile and a half. I had to take my tractor and go down the thing repairing everybody's driveway. And I had been standing there less than 30 seconds before that thing broke, and the Holy Spirit said, move. And if I hadn't moved, I'd have been dead. A plane crash that God told me not to get on. A dam broke. Things have happened. I mean, God has saved my life. I couldn't tell you how many times because of things like that. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Think what that would mean to you if we were just to take advantage of this one thing. What if we prayed and took advantage? None of this stuff happens automatically. You know, over in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, the Scripture says, but the Spirit itself helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. I misquoted that. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. If you look these words up in the Greek, did you know the word that says helpeth? I'm probably going to miss this, but it's something like parakletos, and it's a compound word, and it means this. It means to take hold together with us. In other words, the Holy Spirit doesn't do it for you. The Holy Spirit doesn't intercede for you. And you can't do this on your own. This is beyond human ability. But when you start to intercede and pray, then the Holy Spirit takes hold together with you and supernaturally energizes your intercession.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. We hold them all around the country. You, of course, get the teaching, but I also bring as many as 10 to 20 or 30 students with me. We pray with people. We've been seeing great miracles. I mean, people heal, come out of wheelchairs, blind eyes open. We also have personal ministry. I visit with people before and after the service. There's just so much more to one of our Gospel Truth seminars than what you can get right here over the radio. So I encourage you to please take advantage of these Gospel Truth seminars.